and welcome to the Rabbi Yosef Kalter, a Bituchen Message series sponsored by Dr. Mr. David and Orly Simai, Lili Nishma, Selihu Chaim, Ben Harav Chaim Yitzchok, Voren Ben Moshe, Lili Nishmas, Gitl Masurav, Eliezer Monoyach. We mentioned that the Chofetz Chaim, in his directive in Machne Yisrael to the Jewish soldiers in the army, trying to strengthen them in their Midas HaBitochen, he tells them about the positivity of it, having being sure that Hashem will save them, and that in the schus of that Bitochen they will be saved, they need not be worthy. Rabbi Machivim Laroshov, Abutech Bashem Chesed Yisevenu, even one who's not a tzaddik, even a Rosho, if he puts his trust in Hashem, he will be saved. Ein Hashem El Yireov, Lam Yachalim Lachastoy, looks favorably upon those who fear him and also those that await his Chesed, and even if they're not worthy, he will take care of their needs. And at the end, he says words that are just very, very encouraging. And that is, he says, "Kefi goydel habitochon, kach goydel ha'atzlocha." According to the strength and the greatness of the trust, is the strength and the greatness and the magnitude of the success. And basically, that statement is very critical, because what it says is that bitochon is not all or nothing. It's not an absolute. It's not if you don't reach 100%, you haven't accomplished anything, which would be so discouraging for us, because it's so difficult to be 100% confident that Hashem is going to deliver for us as we so desire. But if I know that to the degree with which I have bitochon, it's commensurate to that degree that I will bring about my hatzlocha, my success, then it becomes something that's within my reach, at least to achieve somewhat. So this bitochon is something that can be reachable and must be viewed as such. There's an interesting comment from the Goyin, the Vilna Goyin, in the Imre Noyam, and he writes as follows. He says, the Bahag, the Baal Halochas Gedolos, Al-Mash says on the Posuk, He, Hu Tehilasecha V'Hu Elokecha, Posuk in Dvorim, Perek Yud. He is your praise and He is your God. And he says about this, Zu Mitzvah Saseh. This is a mitzvah Saseh to recognize this. And what's the mitzvah? So he says, Ulohovin Inyan Hakoful Loshon, and to explain the double language, Hu Tehilosecho V'Hu Elokecha, he says, Hu Alderech Mashakosu V'Ani Bechastecho Botachti Yogeli Bibishuosecho Or Shiro LaHashem Ki Gomel Olai. That famous posuk in Tehillim Yud Gimel, where David HaMelech is Ho'ira Inai Penish Ramoves, is literally hiding and afraid for his life, and he says, "Vani b'chastucha, and you, I trusted in your chesed, not in your deliverance, but in your chesed." In other words, I know that you are full of chesed, that that's what you do, that's your thing. Yogeli bibishuasecho. So here the Goyin says that rotze loymar. He says, before the Yeshua comes, I have bitochen, and I'm sure that you are going to save me. And that's really what it means. Yogel libi b'shuasecha is a loshon osin, a future tense, that even before I get the Yeshua, because I have trust in your kindness, in your chesed, I am rejoicing already that the Yeshua is for sure going to come, even before it comes. V'achar shekvar nasa ha-Yeshua, oz oshiro la-Hashem, and after the Yeshua comes, I'm going to praise Hashem. V'ze she'omar hu tehilo secho pirush, she'tzorich mitchilo le'hoido isloi, she'kvar oso l'cho toivois. He says something very interesting. We want Hashem to deliver for us. Very important. We want Hashem to deliver for us. And we muster the tefillah. We try with our tefillahs to beseech Hashem to deliver for us. And we try to muster the bitochon to be confident that Hashem will deliver for us, all to influence the events in our favor, the way that we perceive them to be good for us, the way that we want. But then he says something else. The Goyin here says that we have to first thank Hashem for the teivos that he did us already. When we precede our bitochen with a thanks to Hashem for the teivos that he did for us, that is hu tehilosecho for hu elokecho. He is the one that you praise for all of the past teivos, hu elokecho, that you can turn to for the future teivos. And it seems that a critical ingredient in being able to turn to Hashem, even with the koyach habitochin, which is the greatest koyach, which is a koyach that can help a person even beyond the merit that he has, even when he doesn't have enough schusim to be able to achieve and to receive that which he wants, but he has the but through bitochin he can achieve so much more. But before that bitochin, it has to be preceded by a praise of Hashem for everything he's done in the past. And I assume that that really is that, number one, you can't really have a turn to Hashem in tefillah, in heartfelt tefillah, or in total reliance bitochin, unless in the context of the track record that he has for delivering everything for us. Because if we don't realize that it's all him, that he did it, if we think, well, there's other factors, I was involved and I had other people involved and we had many good friends and many good doctors and many good advisors and many good consultants and who knows what else, says, then it's hard to come to recognize that ani b'chastecho b'tachti, I have to rely completely and totally on you. And that is that can only happen when a person first focuses and thanks Hashem and recognizes everything that Hashem did for him until now. That makes it easier and maybe even makes it possible for him to go further and say, "Vani b'chastecho b'tachti, I trust in your chesed. I have recognized and have praised you for all of the chesed that you've done for me in the past, and I recognize that this is everything, and this is what you're all about, and this is what you do." Then it becomes more plausible, easier, more realistic, more real for me to find that ability to trust in you. But it may be that there's something else involved too, and this I think has to do with I'm sure we've mentioned it once, that there's this special school, I guess you could call it, from the Kaf HaChaim, who brings from Yehuda Chosid, who says that when a person has a tzora, he should be makabel upon himself, that when that tzora will be resolved, be alleviated, be taken care of, I will, in front of a minyan, recite nishmas. And I believe that the pshat in that is because the only hesitation that Hashem has to deliver us from our tzoras is that when we're in need, we're much more focused on our relationship with Him. We're much more connected. We're much more reliant. We're much more. We pay much more attention. We attempt to create a greater kurva to Hashem. And once the tzara passes, everything is fine. Olam kimin hogod noeg. Everything goes back to normal. And that may be the greatest reason, or a major reason, why Hashem delays helping us, because once I help you, it's going to be all over. Then you're going back to the regular routine and forget about me. But when a person says that, Rabbeinu Shalalem, if you help me, I will publicly declare by saying nishmas that I know that it's all from you, that takes away one of the possible reasons that Hashem may have for not responding to our tefillah and delaying the results. And I assume that that's also involved in this comment of the Goyin when it comes to praising Hashem for the past, even before we have bitochen. Because even on the level of bitochen, there could be a delayed reaction. You know, the bitochen doesn't have to kick in immediately. Sometimes some of the mefarshim say that we have to have yichul and tikva, hope after the bitochen, that we trust Hashem that He's going to deliver. And when it seems to delay, I still am hoping and hoping. I never lose hope. I'm still trusting. And that's an important ingredient. And sometimes that may be a factor of the fact that I don't want to give it to immediately, because if I give it to immediately, you're going to take a walk. You're going to say goodbye. You're going to say shkoyach. And it's going to be all over. So I delay the response so you will maintain a longer, a deeper, a more ongoing connection with me. And when a person praises Hashem, even before he begins this bitochem building process, what he's really saying is, don't hesitate to respond to my bitochem at once, immediately. Because I'm the kind of guy who doesn't forget where it's coming from. I'm the kind of guy who will continue to praise you despite the fact that you have delivered for me, as you have just seen, that even before I requested it, even before I mustered this strength to have bitochen, I thanked you for everything that you did. So it seems then, according to this goin, that the formula for the most effective formula for the exercising bitochen is first to start with the praises of Hashem, thanking Him, focusing on Him, expressing appreciation for everything He's done in the past. Now I bring my focus, turn my focus to my nutzara, and I attempt to develop that sense of trust and reliance and confidence that He's going to deliver for me as well. And there's one a comment that the Goyin makes in Mishlei, which also is relevant to this, and that's what we say: Adheinu Azarunu Rachamecho, V'lo Azavunu Chasodecho, V'al Tichenu Hashem Elokeinu LaNetzach. We say, until now, Azarunu, you helped us, was because Rachamecho, only your mercy. V'alo Avalo Azavunu, you didn't forsake us, was Chasodecho, and we ask you, don't forsake us in the future. But the Goyin learns that what that means is, until now, everything was only rachamim and chesed. Because had it been because we deserved it, we couldn't rely on you for the future, because maybe that changed. If everything you delivered until now was because we deserved it, then if now in the future or now in the present we don't deserve it, then we may not be entitled. But if Adheinu Azarunu was only rachamecho, only was because of mercy. You didn't forsake us only because of mercy, not because in any way we deserved it. V'lo yazavunu was only chasodecho. And that which you didn't forsake us was only chesed, nothing at all that we deserved, only because purely of your chesed. Then the Goyin puts in, how he puts it in is not exactly clear. Lochein anachnu betuchim. Now we can have bitochon she'al tichenu lenetzach, that you're never going to forsake us. And he continues, if until now it would have been that lo azarunu v'lo azavunu, or because I deserved it, then maybe now I don't deserve it. Maybe now Hashem will go ramachet. But when I know that until now everything was chesed v'rachamim, that can inspire me to continue to rely that your chesed v'rachamim, which is constant, which never changes, will apply to me as well. And this doesn't necessarily have to be logical, because logically, well, maybe then it was chesed v'rachamim, but I was a little more deservant and now a little less deservant. It's emotional. When I recognize all the chesed Hashem and all the rachamim, and that everything that He does is only chesed v'rachamim, that gives me the emotional boost and the strength to be able to face the future, the unknown future, with that confidence in Hashem's chesed and rachamim, that just as He has done it so many times in the past, He will continue to do so for me now. And that really is an alternative source of where we can get the strength to have bitochen. And that may also be a reason why the Goyin insists that before we even turn to Hashem in tefillah, and before we turn to Hashem in bitochen, that we first thank Him for all the chasodim of the past, and it may very well be to be able to develop this sense of confidence, this sense of bitochen.